100% confidence that we're ahead, or certainly not ahead by a large margin. We have to keep running, and we have to run fast.
The Air Force planning to roll out more unmanned AI warplanes in the coming years. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
It's Derby Day, 150th Kentucky Derby, taking place tonight in Louisville. Horse lovers and those ready to place their bets descending on Churchill Downs for the race that kicks off the first leg in the Triple Crown. Out of the 20 contenders in the lineup for the Run for the Roses, Fierceness and Sierra Leone are the early favorites. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Horses, what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system,
Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCE website at wrce.fm, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulatz with WRCE News.
Matt Mayer on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Concerns for Social Security so that younger workers can anticipate full benefits. Some Republican lawmakers have floated cuts, but senior advocates contend that any solutions to make the program stronger should not be tied to deficit talks. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a few showers and thunderstorms possible. Otherwise, a high near 71. For tonight, clear skies, 42. Sunshine and 69 on your Sunday. Sunny for Monday with a high around 73. Showers and thunderstorms Monday night, a low of 56. More storms Tuesday.
Currently, 53 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Monday morning, join me as I stroll through memory lane and take in the sounds of the Motor City. It's Motown Mondays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the Cripescast. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. We are brought to you by Jolly Good Soda, and here's today's episode. Hey, folks, how we doing? Welcome to the Cripescast. Today, we are talking to Mike and Pat from the Crash Dummies podcast. It's a great podcast if you haven't listened. It's very, it has some similarities to the Bellied Up podcast where they take a lot of callers and, yeah, it's a lot of fun. So make sure you check that out. Before we, talk to Mike and Pat, we got, Colleen over here in the Cripescast studio.
Hey.
What's up, Colleen? How we living?
We're living good. It's a lovely fall day and it's Thanksgiving weekend, so, or Thanksgiving week or whatever.
Yeah. So, are you staying in town? Are you getting out of town? What's going on?
I'm going out of town, or I'm going home to see my family.
Yeah.
In Minnesota. I'm very excited.
Are you?
Yeah. My sister-in-law is like going to have a baby any day now. So I get to go see and be around for that.
Oh, that's great.
And
do we know when the baby's due?
Due December 8th, but full term is 37 weeks, which I don't think people know. Like, when you think of pregnancy, I don't know if you have any concept of, like...
Oh, yeah, no. My mom only had 10 kids after me. I have no
Yeah, but you don't have any concept of, like, timelines. When do you... What's full term?
All right. I don't know.
No, like, when people
full
think...
Full term, 9 months, right?
Right. So that's what people
nine
think.
9 times 4, 36.
Look at you with your
I know my multiplication tables.
Why did I think, okay, for some reason, 42 weeks was in my head.
42?
I think that is like the last possible time that you can have a kid in you.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, her due date is December 8th, but she's already like, I'm going to refrain from details about her body, but she's already showing signs of that she's like going to be going.
Yeah.
So we think it's going to come early. We don't know if it's boy or girl. And so I'm super excited and I'm just like crafting away at things for the baby when they come. And so, yeah, I'm excited to go home and like help and be around for that stuff because I haven't been. So,
yeah, because you've been stuck here.
Yeah.
Working.
Yeah.
For some
working
hack
nine
comedian.
To five. Anytime 9 to 5 comes on, that have you seen that movie? 9 to 5?
No.
With like Dolly Parton and all them. Great movie if you haven't seen it. Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda. Who's the other girl? I can't remember. Oh, something. I don't know. But they hate their boss and they think of ways to kill him. And so anytime that song comes on, I'm just kind of like, I resonate.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hear that Charlie Barron's is murdered, you can come back to this podcast episode. But no. So yeah, I'm excited to go back for Thanksgiving and do Blackout Wednesday and all that stuff with my friends.
Oh God. Blackout Wednesday. I know I'm old because I have no desire to ever do that ever again.
Yeah.
I hate going to a crowded bar.
No, now I'm at an age now where we'll just do a wine night and get sloshed. Like, that's okay. The way that I want to do it.
That's the game plan. I don't even, you know what? I do not, my body, I don't think can physically get drunk anymore. Like, I stop before. Have you seen me drunk recently?
The last time I saw it was in Minneapolis when we were there last summer.
Yeah, that was probably... And I was not feeling good the next morning. I don't know. I just don't know if my body can handle it. Like, I'll drink. I'll have a few drinks. But my body's, which I'm actually very thankful for, it just stops drinking. Just starts drinking water. And
yeah.
I get made fun of for it all the time.
You know
time.
What you have to do? You put a lime in it in a straw and nobody knows.
Oh, I get a bitters and soda.
That's perfect.
I just had to do bitters and soda. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it's a...
Whiskey or something.
Yeah, it looks like it's kind of a... And not a fruity drink because it's brown. Brown
right.
Bitters is brown. But and there is a little alcohol in bitters. But
or
it's a very
just,
low alcoholic beverage.
You know what would be baller is if you just got like straight up an iced tea and then you told people you're doing Long Island iced teas and you're like, oh my God, he's an alcoholic.
I know.
Like that's kind of a vibe.
No, but then I don't I'm trying to go to bed, you know.
Iced tea is not that much caffeine.
Mean, I don't need it. I'm just trying to maintain and get
yeah.
out.
You could just do seltzer water. And
I
then
just
say
know
it's...
I just know I'm getting old because I'm just trying to find the quickest way to bed a lot of times at the bar.
That's so fair. I've contemplated getting a dog just so that's my reason for getting home. So I'm like, I can't stay out. I got to go get the dog.
Just have an imaginary dog.
Yeah. And there's like, we can't wait to meet your dog. And I'm like, oh, they're in training right now. Sorry. They're at boot camp.
That's really funny.
But like, yeah
where's the dog? My sister's watching him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's my sister too. You mean Maggie? No, the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Addie? No, the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just keep going through sisters.
I love it.
No, but I want to be a party pooper for you and your friends. It'll be nice to go see your friends away from home.
Yeah. It'll be I'm like tired right now, so I'm not like excited to drink, but I'm sure as soon as I like get home tonight, I'll be like, glass of wine sounds
good. Oh my God, you're leaving for home tonight?
I'm leaving.
You're driving?
I'm leaving tomorrow morning. Anyway, today's episode.
Yeah, today's episode. So what I love about it is Crash Dummies Podcast. It's a Milwaukee podcast. These are both Mike and Pat, great, great dudes. Mm-hmm. Had them in here. You'll tell by this podcast.
There wasn't one cohesive like theme throughout the whole thing.
We were just riffing. And it's super fun, you know, when you get, other like comics podcasters in the deal. Because, there are really no rules. And we kind of got their story more toward the end. If you're interested in how Crash Dummies Podcast started. It's cool that they're in Milwaukee, though. And we're going to do, I was talking to Mike just before this intro, and we're going to do some collab videos. So you guys can look out for those. It's going to be a lot of fun. That being said, we will now get to my conversation with Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies Podcast. Well, thank you guys for coming out.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Actually wasn't that far of a drive, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where'd you come over from?
I don't know why we thought you lived in like,
up north.
Yeah.
We were definitely
stereotyping you. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Like you stay inside of a quick trip for sure.
I always just thought we're beer. Yeah. You have to walk through the beer freezer. Yeah. You have to pull like the Miller Lights three times.
You have to say Charlie three times to get in.
Charlie.
Door just opens.
Yeah.
You walk through.
That's what we thought.
Yeah. This is close.
Yeah, this is close. I like this.
It's nice. Where are you guys at?
Milwaukee.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to give the specific address?
None.
Come on, dude. Dox yourself.
I don't even think it's technically in Milwaukee, is it?
No,
the news definitely gave us our whole.
Yeah, the news is like their studio's right in Walker's Point.
Because I saw that. Yeah, we did the CBS 58 thing. That they said that they did one with you as well.
Oh, you guys did that one after?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had they come out?
It just came out yesterday or Wednesday.
It came out yesterday?
Yeah.
I'm a good journalist, dude.
Yeah.
I was actually looking for other interviews you guys did, and then I was just listening to a bunch of your pods instead.
Yeah. This is like our second time away from our podcast.
That's wild.
The only other time was with Tommy G, but that was still in our studio. So this is our first time together away from our studio.
How does it feel?
It feels like I can say anything I want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know why. That concerns me quite a bit.
Isn't that crazy, though? Like, my humor just feels so much darker here. Like, I feel evil over here. It's so dumb because it's still going to get posted, and I can get canceled that way.
Yeah.
But I feel like I can't get canceled here. And I don't know why I feel like that. Here's the deal.
You can't get canceled here because I'm going to cut out any cancelable.
Because
I'm not going to – I don't want to jump on that train myself.
True.
I don't want to be the conductor of that, right? That's the guy driving the train, right?
Yeah.
Dude,
do they exist anymore?
I was just going to ask that. I was like, what an awesome job, man. Could you imagine being at the front of a train? Yeah.
I just like how like trains know they're going to crash into something like almost a minute ahead of time. So you got time to go back like, yo, I up, y'all. We're about to crash in like 30 seconds. I already hit the brake, bro. I don't know what else to do. Like,
but I feel like trains are kind of like automatic because they kind of go on the trails already, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, what does a conductor do? Just make sure nothing. It's almost like being in an autopilot car.
You still got to switch though, right? There's at some point.
Yeah,
like,
they'd be walking from one end to the other though.
But I'm saying like at some point you come upon like a switch where the track takes you one way or the other.
And I don't think they control that.
They got to call back. Well, they got to call and let them know.
I'm
about a minute away.
I think they do have some stuff like that, though, that they got to control. Or there's like a ground traffic controller.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just made that up, but there's air traffic control. You guys both were like, yeah, that sounds right.
That's rolling.
Sounds right.
I think,
go ahead.
No, I think they're just there to see if there's a guy tied up in a rope laying down on the train tracks. There he is.
We got one.
Somebody tried to get him. That's like the dumbest way to kill somebody. It's like so long. Like, you know what? We're going to tie you up and wait till a train runs over you. And we're just staying here all night. Toot, toot. You hear that, buddy?
I think it's just like to like that slow death part of it, though. It's just like when people tie the little cinder blocks to your feet before they throw you in the water.
That's just plain evil, though.
The cinder blocks?
Yeah, to like sink someone.
No,
like,
you have to sink to the bottom because you might be able to swim.
You would rather be tied to train tracks for death rather than sunk?
I'm telling you, nobody's ever going to torture me. They're going to kill me right away because I'm not going to stop talking.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
You're one of those guys in the mob movies where it's like, will you shut up? And I'm never going to
pow. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's how I want to go out. You're not going to torture me and then kill me.
That's why I always hated in those movies when like the criminals, like especially when Batman get them, when they give them the information and they still kill you. It's like, bro, why am I giving you this information if I know there's nothing else. There's no living after this.
I don't like Batman, though.
No, Batman's the worst superhero.
Yeah.
Why? Because Batman, I will say, historically, has been my favorite superhero.
Really?
Yeah. But as I've gotten older, I've kind of seen him in a different light.
Yeah.
You know? He's kind of a, especially in the Dark Knight, mm-hmm. he's kind of a prick, man. He's kind of like into surveillance and... He's kind of like conservative TikTok, punk, you know?
Yeah. That's what he is.
Conservative?
You see all the other superheroes. It's like, the building's falling. The guy took over all the power of the city and he's controlling everything. You know, Spider-Man, Superman, they're going to stop all that. Batman's like, yo, why the f- are you selling weed, boy?
He's going after the low.
We're just selling drugs here, Batman. Like, no, f- that. Like, it's like pedophiles everywhere. It's like people committing crime.
Where's the weed?
Where's the weed? You guys selling coke? Like,
wait, what is like more of those one things that's like, I feel like, almost like an industry plan in a sense where he got the money to become a superhero where he didn't really get the natural way of getting a superpower. Like, you know, Superman had everything else. But Batman's just like, hey, I can buy my superpowers because I have
them. He's kind of like, he's a rich kid, but he went through some stuff. He saw his parents get murdered in front of him.
I didn't do anything about it. Soft as You beating everybody up. What about the guys that killed your parents when you told you curled up like a punk?
He went and cried to... what's his name? Alfred.
Alfred.
That guy.
Yeah.
And then, but in the thing, then he goes away and he like learns like karate or something.
Some type of powerful karate.
I think I could take Batman in a fight, right?
No, you can't. I don't think so.
Hand-to-hand combat?
No, you're black too. He beat the out of you. Batman will turn his body cam off and just beat the crap out of you. Just beat the dog.
You don't think so?
Nah,
karate? I don't think karate really works in real life.
How does boxing translate? Because I have I boxed. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I'm a boxer. Yeah. I'm saying I have participated in the event of boxing poorly multiple times. Dante, actually, we boxed together a little bit. He'll tell you I'm bad. But how long have you been boxing?
Only like a year now.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, shut up. A year?
Yeah, only a year.
I've been boxing way longer than that.
I like how you don't say the year.
Way longer than a year. How'd you get that good that fast?
Just
dedication?
Having time to do it, I think. Oh. And just had a really decent like athletic background. Because I was when I graduated Lakeland, I actually got a chance with like the 49ers and the Giants. So just being a decent athlete and then...
Wait, what do you mean you got a chance?
I was like in camps and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
What position?
Wide receiver.
Nice.
Yeah, never the Packers though.
Why not?
I don't know.
They just didn't have any interest?
You don't give out Packer vibes either. You don't give that like Donald Driver, you know, Greg Jennings smile, like grateful to be here. You kind of give that like Giants. Like,
yeah, I think I would be the one that doesn't Lambeau leap.
New York. Yeah. Never Lambeau leap. Just pointing at the guys like, all right, you thought I was jumping, huh?
I'm not risking my Achilles on that jump.
That's a high jump. When I walk around the stadium, that's like a decent jump. You have to really trust the fans to like give you that little
not fans up. Owners
yeah
owners
yeah they're
yeah.
all owners
oh yeah true
I'm an
that's
owner.
Just a way that's just a
I'm
way
an owner
you are
huh? Yeah
so part you, owner
yeah so you guys start talking I want to hear it
you want to hear it
yeah
okay you got the seats are not I get it's supposed to be historic it's kind of like the what's the Cubs Wrigley it's kind of like the Wrigley
field thing going
on but like it has to be some like type of new something that happens within the next 10 years.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're thinking about it, so if you don't get
the, I'll bring this back to the board. Bring it back to the board.
If you don't get a generational quarterback, right?
Right.
You got
right.
two in a row.
Yeah.
You got two in a row, crazy. Two top 10 quarterbacks in a row ever. It's crazy.
We've done good.
Right, done good. If you don't get that again, which Jordan Love might not be, if you don't get that again, how do you get guys to say, hey, I'm willing to come to Green Bay? Not the guys that are just be like, I have to go to Green Bay because they're offering me the best contract. But the guys that just be like, hey, I want to go to Green Bay because obviously it's definitely a winning tradition, but like, what else are you giving them? Because you go to like Milwaukee. One time we were out in, I feel bad for like the Bucks players and the Packers players because the accessibility of like privacy when you go out in club is terrible. Like I can get in the set wherever Giannis wants to go, I can sit right next to him. And that should not be a thing. Yeah.
Really? So yeah. So okay. All right. So I lived in like LA for a little bit and Dallas for a little bit and Washington, DC. And in each one of those cities, like the club game, I had one buddy who was a promoter in LA, so I would get into some clubs and I would basically get in there and not be able to afford any drinks. So anytime I've been in these areas, I haven't had the money to like access a club. Now I'm at a point in my life where I'm like, I don't belong in a club.
You know? Yeah, that's how, yeah.
Not at all.
By the time you get the money, you're like, I don't belong here. And you're wondering, like, I paid $300 for a bottle of Grey Goose.
I know. Yeah. I paid $300 for a bottle of Grey Goose and to lose part of my hearing forever. You know? Like, I hate, like, waking up, like, drunk and just ringing in my ears. Like, I'm never going to get that hearing back. Those little follicles are just dead. Yeah. You know?
Waking up with burn marks from the sparklers.
Sometimes those bottle service, the dances go on a little too long.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of awkward.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think anything more than 15 seconds, it's just like,
happy birthday, all right. Mike.
And then everybody has their phone out. It's just it's like, all right.
Hey, it's the birthday boy.
Wrap this up.
Let's wrap this up, man. I'm only getting one bottle. I don't want them to notice.
And you also know that they're putting the sparklers in the bottle so they can pop the bottle, pull out another bottle, pour half of it in there, and then cut it.
Yeah.
I think that's my conspiracy.
Yeah.
I never knew if you didn't finish the bottle there. This is my first time at like getting bottle service. I never knew if you didn't finish the bottle, you can't take like the bottle with you.
Oh, no.
No, yeah. I didn't know that.
Because they're using that for the next. They're just going to fill it up with water, put a sparkler on, give it to the
next
fella.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because they know you're already drunk. Nobody's going to the club like super sober.
Well, and also, I mean, you know, a Grey Goose bottle is a pretty sweet like weapon if you're fighting Batman.
Yeah.
You know, like just... You know, this is funny.
That's the type of fights he likes, though. You know, he likes to, all I have is a pistol, so I get to throw a blade at your wrist. Batman's not a good superhero. Spider-Man's probably the best one.
Would you guys? Okay,
there's too many.
Let's say you're Spider-Man and your Spidey senses start tingling in Iowa.
Yeah,
how? You're like running through a cornfield and you're like, you have nothing to grab onto. Like it just goes until you get to like Des Moines. And then you're like,
that is very true. Yeah. That is, hey, I've never heard that before. Spider-Man cannot survive in the Midwest.
No, man.
You literally just have to stay in Chicago. Like, yeah, man, I can't help anybody outside of here.
Yeah, I know. He's gotta hope like a plane's flying by at the right time or
something. I'm all for like diversity and stuff like that too, but there's too many Spider-Mans.
Yeah,
there's a Mexican Spider-Man.
There's a Mexican Spider-Man.
Yeah, Miles Morales.
Is Miles Mexican? I thought he was black.
He's black and Mexican.
He's black and Mexican. Yeah, they just mix. Hey, man, we're gonna give you a minority, all right?
They got
Mexi-Black.
Tommy, what's his name? Maguire.
Who's
Toby Maguire?
Toby. Is that that's the original?
That's the original. Who else is the Garfield? They got a British, the British one.
Andrew Garfield.
Two British ones?
They're both British.
And Tom, yeah.
I really thought that they were like the same guy. Like in my mind, if you were to say name a Spider-Man, I probably would have said Tom Garfield or something.
He just combined names.
I literally can't tell that if you show me a picture of those two dudes, I couldn't tell you the difference.
You ever acted?
Huh?
You ever been in any movies?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been in a couple movies. You ever seen the movie Cedar Rapids? I was the out of focus pool boy in that.
Cedar Rapids?
Cedar Rapids. It's a movie. I was a PA on it.
I thought you were joking. I'm not gonna lie.
No, I know.
You gotta send me a timestamp. I definitely gotta find that.
Yeah. Because I was getting coffee and like taking care of the microphones or the walkie talkies on that. Also, Public Enemies. You guys remember when they shot that in Wisconsin? It was back in the day. It was 2008.
I'm the worst person like movie.
Yeah,
like, I get it. I would only know this because I'm in it. But, but I'm like a extra in it. And on that set, it was all about the mobsters, like John Dillinger and those guys. Mm. So there's this one scene where they have all the extras smoking these unfiltered cigarettes, you know. And I was in that scene too. And they were like, okay, do the exact same thing on every scene, and I did a French inhale, so I was like thinking I had to French inhale this unfiltered cigarette, you know, and I was so sick, you know, like
so that's what they do, like the cigarettes in those movies don't be like real.
No, they're I feel like some of them were real, but no, they were either real or they were an herbal cigarette. But either way, it's disgusting.
An herbal cigarette sounds crazy though.
Yeah, it's like you're smoking oregano, like back in high school when someone would actually sell a bag, like, of
bro,
oregano.
You want some? Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
All right, we gotta get, where both you guys from?
Yeah, we need to talk.
I tried getting somewhere, and then we started talking about Batman.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So let's, then we'll get
I'm
back
Patrick
to your boy.
Johnson. I stole your phone.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was trying to prank you, but you never like came for it. I'm Patrick Johnson. I'm from Pontiac, Michigan, originally.
Pontiac, Michigan.
We both came here. I came here a year earlier than him in 2011 to Sheboygan, to Lakeland.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Michael Essiobu. I was born in Nigeria, actually. Moved to Chicago when I was like 5, and then went to high school in Nigeria, and then Sheboygan.
Missing a big part in there.
What?
London.
Oh yeah, a little bit for a little bit.
Shout out to London, man.
Yeah, I got sent to boarding school in Nigeria by force. Strict.
They're whipping them with bamboo sticks.
Really?
Yeah. Real like modern day school. Slavery.
Do you have to go pick?
He has like 2 big ass marks down his back.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Do you have to like go pick a switch?
Oh yeah, you have to do that sometimes.
Yeah.
But they came in like they had like the discipline committee. So it was just like they walked through like the Avengers with like these long like bamboo sticks, because bamboo sticks don't break.
Yeah.
They use that for like construction too. So it's like really durable thing.
Oh yeah.
So you get whoopings in school.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence, but yeah, my parents.
What'd you do to get sent to boarding?
It was really my brothers.
What would they do?
It was just, my parents were divorced and they happened to travel to Nigeria at the same time because they don't talk. So we were pretty much in Chicago by ourselves for at ages like 8th grade, freshman year, high school type of thing. And then my brother just didn't go to school. And then he got kicked out of high school. And then I was just showing up late. So just like, all right, we have to send them back to Nigeria. And they knew we wouldn't go willingly.
Yeah.
So my grandfather passed away. So that was like the excuse to bring us there. So we went there. We were there for like 2 weeks.
They're like, and one they're way like, ticket.
Hey, you're not coming back. So we end up in Nigerian boarding school.
And you were what, a freshman at this point?
Yeah, like a sophomore.
I mean, that's pretty wild.
Yeah,
man.
It's crazy.
You just don't hit your friends back. Like you don't.
I mean, it was, you know, like you go through this like the moments of thinking that you can still get back. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports, they took everything. So I was trying to like
they
get
knew
money.
You again.
Yeah. So I had like connection. My friend lives in the same building. I knew I had like some money under a bed type of stuff. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport. It just was too much work.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money.
Yeah, trying to escape.
sounds familiar, doesn't it?
So that guy in my inbox is right.
Nigerian prince?
Yeah. Sounds very familiar, doesn't it?
Nah, people, they fall for that. They deserve it. I'm not going to lie.
I know. If you get scammed by a guy wearing like a polo collar shirt with hoop shorts, that's on you. Yes, I am your cousin. your uncle. Your Uncle Rob.
They be scamming like the old women and stuff like that.
Yeah, they get the old women have like really, really good hearts.
Yeah.
So we're just like, oh, we're related. Like my grandma, oh my God. You should see her email. Like every once in a while, I have the password to her email because she's like so bad at falling for scams.
Oh my God.
Like
grandma,
you know how
too.
Many like different cousins like I've had that like she's ready to send money to and stuff like that. And there's like this one time like maybe she's been almost scammed 50 times. And my actual cousin needed money on his books, and I like forced her not to do it. And he got out of jail, and he was just like, bro, why didn't you let Granny send me $50? I was like, hey, sounded like a scam to me, man. If you commit the crime, do the time.
That's fun.
Nah, he should definitely go back to jail. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I was looking at that junior boarding school, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So, and then you guys, what, Pontiac, Michigan? What was that like? You like Pontiac, Michigan? You go back, you Lions fan?
Yeah, I'm a Lions fan. Do I like Pontiac, Michigan? I like that I'm from there.
Yeah.
It taught me a lot.
Yeah, right.
I would never move. It's not a place you move back to. Right. It's like once you're out, you're out. Pontiac's more like, it's like on the outskirts of Detroit. It's kind of like a mini Detroit.
Got you.
There's no diss to like anybody in Pontiac, but that's what like people portray us as. And, you know, it's some rough size. It's some okay size, but it's just like not a place you can grow in for sure.
It's kind of a place that, like Detroit, was sort of left from the auto worker days, sort of like vacated.
Right. We got a bunch of plants there.
Yeah.
There's some that are back up and running. I know my dad works in one. So it's just like they have stuff there.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's like a ghost town. It's ran by like the state now because there's no, like the state police is there. There's no.
Oh, wow. There's no
Pontiac Police Department. There's sheriffs there all over.
It's interesting to see that happen to towns, and sort of like now you kind of have this resurgence a bit of people like now selecting some towns that have been sort of left because they're looking at that all that space, you know, Amazon or something like that. And you kind of are thinking like when that shoe drops, do they have exit plans now? Because I feel like that that manufacturing build quick, build big, build the plants, and then as soon as it's gone, just leave it. Because to what it does to a neighborhood to have this entire friggin' factory right in the middle of it, you know, it just, that's not good for anything if that thing is not there.
But the thing with Pontiac is like, is it's just a bunch of thieves. Like at the beginning, like when I was growing up, Pontiac got like a lot of like
funding
from the states. So they got like, oh, we'll give you millions for this, millions for help your school. Then they had all these people just like stealing money, like, oh, they won't notice if 50,000 were gone. Well, there's 10 of you stealing right now. So 10 of you,
only like, one of you can steal.
Only one of you can steal. All 10 of you can't be thieves. So all like everybody was stealing, like athletic directors were stealing to a point we had to like combine schools. One school closed. Yeah, one high school in the whole city.
So are you saying like this was after the industry had left, the funding came in?
The industry was still there. It was like almost like all happened at the same time.
Okay.
Like going downhill, like our mayors are weird.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in the suburbs of Milwaukee.
Milwaukee?
Yeah.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Marquette High School.
Marquette.
Oh, okay.
I was one of those guys. It was I grew up in a big family of 12 kids.
Damn.
So, yeah.
One parent? Two parents?
Two parents.
I said one parent. Yeah. I mean, it's 2023. People can have one parent. Test two babies.
I was one of 12, and I was one of the older ones. So, which was interesting. You guys have a lot of siblings?
Yeah, I got seven sisters.
Seven sisters?
Mm-hmm.
I got eight.
Right, eight? Sheesh.
Yeah, I know. Are you one of your brothers?
I'm third oldest.
Third oldest?
Yeah.
You think you're not the only boy though?
Got one more boy.
One more boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's younger.
So nine.
Yep.
Nice. And then
but broken child. Household though.
Two, how many?
I don't have a full sibling. Like I don't have a sibling where I could be like, we got the same mom and dad.
Got you. Yeah. Got you. Yeah.
I don't think any of my siblings do.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Employers eased up on hires last month. Lower than expected jobs report, though, could be a positive sign as the Federal Reserve Board weighs the timing on lowering interest rates. ABC's Alexis Christophorus has the numbers.
Employers added a solid 175,000 jobs in April, less than the 240,000 expected and well below the more than 300,000 jobs added in March. The unemployment rate ticked up to 3.9%, but still remains below below 4% for the 27th consecutive month.
In Egypt, high-level talks continuing on a ceasefire and hostage release proposal between Israel and Hamas. CIA Director Bill Burns in Cairo for those negotiations. Hamas releasing a statement saying it is studying the Israeli proposal, quote, in a positive spirit. And former college star Caitlin Clark making her pro basketball debut with the Indiana Fever in a WNBA preseason game against Dallas Wings last night. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers beat the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wrigley Field, the Cubs and Brewers, and Milwaukee comes out on top with a 3-1 win. Joe Ross, the winning pitcher, the crew laying down bunts, stealing bases, moving base runners, manager Pat Murphy suspended. So Ricky Weeks taking over was asked, were those his decisions?
Have you seen this play yet? And that's what we do. For our offense to really work, I think we got to be creative. And creativity comes with getting on base, maybe having a little bunt here or two, still a base here or there, but those guys in that clubhouse there, those are baseball players. So when you have that, you got a good chance of going to win a baseball game at the end.
NFL Packers rookie minicamp underway in Green Bay. Last year, Alex Magoo was the number 3 starting quarterback. Today, he's listed as a wide receiver.
He spent a lot of time on the practice squad or on the scout team running receiver routes. So we felt like that might be his best chance here.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a few showers and thunderstorms possible. Otherwise, a high near 71. For tonight, clear skies, 42. Sunshine and 69 on your Sunday. Sunny for Monday with a high around 73. Showers and thunderstorms Monday night, a low of 56. More storms Tuesday.
Right now, it's 55.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger. Something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way, too, and that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you, but our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, folks, you are listening to the Cripes Cast. We are talking with Mike and Pat from the Crash Dummies podcast, and this is on Civic Media. Okay, so, all right, so can you guys tell me, like, how you met and decided to do the podcast?
I'll do the shortest rundown.
Yeah, I believe that after this.
Don't say no. We met at Lakeland in Sheboygan, played football together, graduated, kind of just did our own things, like with jobs and stuff like that. Pretty much one day, me and Pat used to hang out a lot, crack jokes. I did a lot of stuff in social media in college, and my main job is marketing and stuff like that. So I knew that the short clips, I knew Pat was really funny. Uh-huh. So I just said, hey, let's start this podcast. We bought the equipment. That was like the main commitment. It was just like buying the stuff so you can't really back out of it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bought the equipment and just literally started. And we're fortunate enough where like our first clip on like TikTok just went viral.
So
it was just like always up from there. We started like 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
And just kind of been going up. We've done a lot of brand deals, worked with a lot of good companies and stuff like that now. So it's kind of like a full-time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So how did it feel like when that first clip took off?
That was probably the only clip that's ever taken off that felt good. I could say there's two clips. Everything else is like you're so far into manifesting that you like are already on to the next thing. Yeah. The first clip was kind of like, oh, shit. And then we got that first clip, which reached like 300,000 in a day. And then we started getting the you're good, but not viral type of views, like you're getting 9K, 10K, 11K, and you're just like, oh, shit. When's the next one? We got to get a million. And then we see like different podcasts. I see some podcasts like take shortcuts. What I call like shortcuts, they go for like these scripted viral moments that they can't keep up forever instead of just like being themselves and having like being organic. So we're watching some podcasts that either started before us or after us jump over us in numbers.
You're comparing.
Yeah. And we're comparing and we're like, that's fake. But we just like tried to stay true to ourselves and like not worry about what other people are doing. And then as you like progress along, you, because we compare, we never really got to like enjoy like the views because we're just like, what's the next thing? What's
and
the
you
next
know
thing?
How
it's like a good thing and bad thing.
And you know how social media is. It's one of those things where you put out a clip, right? It does well, but now it's like on to the next one already. So it's like, one of
I don't know what that's like at all, guys. No, yes, I live in the moment every. No, it is. It is very much. You don't always have time to enjoy because you are like on to the next one and you are editing the next thing or doing the next stand up show or doing, you know, whatever it is. And yeah, it's that is the tough thing to figure out, to find your zen in this this craziness.
Yeah. Kind of like the next steps for us too is just like doing more stuff like this, collaborating with
different
people. That's why it's cool to like this other big, you know, podcasts and other big influencers in a sense that in Wisconsin.
I mean,
in
I love that. And we gotta do some videos.
Yeah, inspire our stuff. Yeah.
That's what I thought would be fun to start with the pod, because we can you know, we can think of some stuff.
We're trying to work on a farm for a day.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I was talking with Dante about doing that.
Yeah.
We were talking about doing a first-time dairy farmer video.
Has to confirm. We have to go back through the farmer's like lineage, like their heritage, to make sure we aren't repeating history. Hey, he's like, hey, man, I'm glad to have you guys here. And, you know, we owned your grandfather, right? Oh, really good guy. And back muscles just like that. Two of you guys, your grandfather used to move this by himself.
It becomes Get Out really quick.
So you got to make sure, like, you know, the guy's a good guy. He's not like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but doing stuff more like that in IRL stuff, like,
yeah,
that's kind of like our next kind of like.
Yeah, plan. I saw the horse.
Yeah.
See, that was tougher for us to do because it was like a huge favor by like one of our friends and. That was her horse. Mm. So we really couldn't like toy around. Mm. And the other big part is we were scared as
horses are scary.
I had a fight coming up too. So I was like,
they know if you're scared.
Yeah.
They come right up to you. That. And,
like,
yeah.
Hit you with like their face and stuff like that.
Yeah. But you know who is boss.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. And they tell the thing is like, oh, the thing about horses is weird. It's like, oh, don't stand behind them. They'll kick you. And then the horse will literally put you in a position where you're behind them.
Yeah.
But then there's another horse that if you move here, you're behind this horse. And then if you move here, you're behind this horse.
You're on the wrong end of a lot of horses.
Yeah, there, yeah.
When's like your next show in Wisconsin?
I'm doing Reedsburg on Saturday.
Where's Reedsburg?
By the Dells. Mm. You guys ever go to the Dells?
Yeah. We have a friend that lives out in the Dells.
You like the Dells?
My experience with the Dells is like... I've stayed in a really expensive suite in the Dells.
The Kalahari?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I've also, like, been at, like, some grimy-ass places where it's, like, them is kind of dirty.
Me too.
Yeah. Because I went there for, like, the Dells has that, like, dome, that football dome, whatever. It's, like, an indoor football turf that they got from, like, an NFL team. When I was a college football coach.
Oh.
I went there and, like, scouted.
They let you coach?
A camp. Yeah, I coached D2 football and D3 football.
Right now?
No, I quit. I quit everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Fifth Color was the last job I had.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Where I saw you at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you not in the Dells?
I've done shows in the Dells. I haven't gone back there in a minute. Reedsburg's close.
How far is Reedsburg from here?
I want to say 20, 30.
Oh, that's not okay. Bad.
Something. From the Dells.
Oh, but it's like an hour.
Yeah, it's like... 2.5 hours.
God
from
damn.
Here. Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. But yeah.
You gotta let us know when
you guys doing live shows?
Soon. Yeah, soon. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. You know what? I got this Bellied Up podcast, which is we take callers too.
Yeah.
And oh man, callers, that's the best.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to prepare anything.
Nope.
And then some of them just say that you're like, oh yeah, this
do
one's
the work
gonna
for
go.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of our best call, I feel like our most viral video. The girl kind of did the work for us, you know. It's just like
same with on the Bellied Up. Yeah.
Sometimes people just do the work for you because they have that one story. The problem is like that person like keeps hitting you up and just be like, you, your life is not interesting after this fentanyl accident. So it's just like,
yeah,
I'm sorry. Like, you're not an interesting crackhead. Like, you had one moment.
You've got some, but I feel like we got this one guy who's called back a few times and I just feel he wants to do stand up. And I was just like, man, if you do it, you'd probably be good at it. But like, that's a tough thing to get someone who's like in the moment, like really good to like, and then that clip did go viral to like replicate that and then do the work of like going to the clubs and working out that's material on
it. That's going to start doing some stand up.
Yeah, yeah, that's totally, that's.
Smart, simple, income protection. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. You rely on your income and State Farm can help protect it. If you become disabled and cannot work due to illness or injury, disability insurance offers flexible, affordable coverage that can provide money to help you pay for your mortgage, rent, loans, and other monthly expenses. If you'd like to explore your options, call, text, email, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Track and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.